This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood, in for Ben Johnson.
Uber has fired 20 people as outside law firms investigate its culture and allegations of sexual harassment. The company is awaiting a full report from a team headed by former Attorney General Eric Holder. In the midst of all of that, Uber announced this week that it had hired Harvard Business School professor Francis Fry to be Senior Vice President of Leadership and Strategy. Francis is on the line now from Uber's San Francisco headquarters. Hi, Francis. Thanks for being here.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
So tell me about this job, but let's start with you. I understand that you've been consulting with the company for a while, but why you? What is your specialty?
It's a great question, and I've been a consultant for a few months. I study service organizations, and I particularly study service organizations at important inflection points. So Uber is perhaps the most important service organization of our time, and I think from any lens in, it's at an inflection point. And so it's a pretty natural act to give me a call in that context. Whether or not I'm a good fit, that's what I had to study for 3 months to make sure that that I could be specifically helpful.
And so in that 3 months, what did you determine that made you decide that this is worth it and you can do it?
Yeah, so I diagnosed three main challenges. One is that the collection of senior leaders did not act like a senior leadership team. And for a $70 billion organization, that's quite extraordinary. And so it needs to move from individuals to a team very, very quickly. Travis has given me has asked me to help him with that, and it will be a pleasure to do that. The second observation is that there are, I think, 3,000 managers in this organization. And when folks struggle at this organization, or indeed when they leave, it's almost always because of an interaction they had with their manager. So you'd think, oh gosh, we have bad managers. It turns out we have not been giving leadership training to our managers. So they haven't had the education they need. And management education is something I understand very well. So the managers haven't been set up for success. And then I think organizationally, we do not have a clear and coherent strategy that will allow everyone to row in the same direction. So I would say leadership team, management education, and clear and coherent strategy is my diagnosis of the three things that need to be improved. Obviously, culture is an issue. Leanne Hornsey is the best person in the world to address that, and she's doing that as the head of HR. But those other three things I'm particularly well-suited for and quite enthusiastic to offer my help.
If you had to pick one of those things, you know, that was your day one task or that could have the
leadership
most impact,
team.
What might it be?
Leadership team.
Yeah.
Yeah, the team, it's super hard to have an effective organization that doesn't have a team at the top that relies on one another, that is collectively responsible for the organization. You know, it's tempting to have a CEO run an organization, but that's actually, you can only be quite a small organization for that to be the case. We need a leadership team that includes the CEO running an organization. So I would say that's job one.
Everything I have heard from Uber employees is really that all things flow through Travis. That's not uncommon in the Valley. Is it particularly pronounced at Uber?
What's particularly pronounced is that everything can reach Travis because there's no team to absorb it. So each individual, you can, you know, include Travis in every single conversation. And perhaps when we're running as effectively as we can, Travis won't be needed. So I look at one of my performance measures is to free up the time and space for Travis to do what he thinks is best and what he sees as the future. And that will only happen if he has a senior team that he can rely on.
How much of your job do you think will be? I mean, you know, Travis is obviously an outsized personality. He has said he needs management help. How much of your job do you think will be working on him or with him specifically versus restructuring how the company works?
So I think that in my role, I'll have the opportunity to work with and coach everyone on the senior executive team, including Travis and the others. I'm a coach by nature, and so I honestly can't stop myself. It makes me a little annoying at parties. But
So, I don't know. That makes me want to hang out.
Yeah, that's it. That's a
help me, Francis. Awesome, tell me what to do.
Yeah, you know, I'm spending meaningful time with Travis, but if you look at it on a clock, it will be much, much more time spent on the organization.
Obviously, this outside investigation, that report, is the big shoe to drop this week. Have you seen it? Do you think there are or will be any surprises?
I heard about it in, but not. I haven't seen the report, and I heard about it in a brief presentation. My high-level read is that the culture processes, making culture discussable, is well in hand. That is not to say that there aren't problems, but to me, we have to make things discussable and then have strong, swift processes to deal with it. And I think Leanne and her team have created that with the help of the Perkins team. And I believe that those processes will exist long after the Perkins team is done helping us.
How broad is your latitude? We're hearing, you know, we're hearing reports today that, up to 20 employees may have been fired as part of this investigation. How broad is your latitude to say, you know, some of these managers might have to go?
You know, I don't think it's my job to say that folks will go, quite honestly. That feels to me like an HR job. My job is to take the folks that we have and to help them reach their full potential as individuals and as teams, and to make sure that we're all rowing in the same direction with a coherent strategy.
How about the willingness to change? How committed is Uber to real change?
So this is the due diligence I did for those few months. One is to diagnose the problem to make sure that I'm a good fit, of which I did. Two is to make sure that these are the good guys. I only help good people and good organizations. The quest of the organization, I think, is unassailably awesome. To me, it's liberating my mother and many other grandmothers around the world, that they don't have to be reliant on their children or be afraid of their aging eyesight, as just one example. So the industry is great. And then I had to convince myself that the people were terrific. I've met over 1,000 of them in meaningful interactions, whether it's from working sessions or teaching sessions. And I have to tell you, they are just earnest, lovely, smart, open to help. And they want Uber to be the organization that they're once again proud of. They desperately want the organization to change. And I have met every individual who's willing to change, and collectively the organization wants to change. So it's quite extraordinary from my perspective.
Tech companies tend to be very founder-driven, of course. Do you feel like this is going to be your last turnaround story in this industry in particular? Because
I just left HBS like 5 seconds ago, and you're already asking me about what I'm going to do after this.
I've already assumed you fixed it, and then your 5-year plan here.
So thank you very much.
Is there something? I guess is it fair to say that there's something about these companies that grow up, you know, really in the vision of one person?
Well, here's what I'd say. I have the same confidence as you do that we're going to fix it, and I would like to do it in a way that's generalizable so that others also can do it, because there's a lot of tech companies struggling with the same problems, and I would like us to learn from one another, and to the extent that our journey is helpful to others, I would like to spread that as quickly as possible.
One thing I did want to ask is your book, you wrote this book called Uncommon Service, How to Win by Putting Customers at the Core of Your Business. When Uber thinks about customers, who do they mean? Is it drivers is it riders?
Yeah. So historically, I think they've thought of riders, and I think they did have riders at the core of the business. And one of the things that we have to do is put riders and drivers at the core of the business. And then in the book, I talk about how you can only be sustainably successful if you set up the employees to thrive. And so I think we need to add drivers to the center of the business, set employees up to thrive, all employees up to thrive, and partner with all of our various constituents.
And what's the upside for you in all of this?
Oh, so this is the most important industry of our time, no disrespect to any other. It's at an inflection point where, honestly, it could go either way. And I have been given the opportunity to come in and make a difference.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the luckiest person in the world.
So it sounds like you have some pretty clear metrics and you have a plan. When Like, when should we call you again?
3 months.
Frances Fry is Uber's new SVP of Leadership and Strategy. Frances, thank you so much.
It was an absolute pleasure. Thank you for taking the time.
Oh, now, because we can't get enough of you. Steph also says, what does the X stand for? Frances X Fry.
Oh, it's a great question. Xavier. The very brief story is that my mother had me when she was 25. I was number 6. There were 3 girls, 2 boys. They anticipated me being a boy, so they had Frances Xavier picked out. And when I was a girl, they were busy. They said, change the I to an E and just keep everything else.
And they just went with it. I love it. Well, as a comic book fan, I'm digging it.